have a couple of lives to celebrate.
Yes, we do.
And note. So I sent Julia a picture yesterday, and it was Dr. Susan Alice Crutchfield, a trailblazing physician and beloved mother of our friend, Dr. Charles Crutchfield. Mm-hmm. We, you know, the whole world lost last June when he passed away. But this is his mom, and she passed away in St. Paul on March 16th at the age of 83. And Charles looked exactly like his mom. The smile, the twinkly eyes. But honestly, you know, and Dr. C would tell us
how proud he was of his parents.
Of his parents, yeah. And like how trailblazing they were. But he wouldn't like go into any real detail. But he's just like, yeah, I mean, and he was probably one of the most optimistic, happy people I've ever met in my life.
Beyond. So, pure joy.
Pure mm-hmm. joy. And so, like, when you have somebody like that, of course, you're going to have amazing parents. So, if you'll indulge me, and I can
please,
share with you Dr. Susan mm-hmm. Crutchfield's story. So, and she, of course, was also a beloved sister, wife, you know, grandmother, as well as mother. Mm-hmm. So, she was born in Charleston, West Virginia, and her parents moved here in 1947 to attend the University of Minnesota. That same year, her mother became the first full-time Black elementary school teacher in Minneapolis. And Susan's life was marked by extraordinary scholarship and achievement. She loved her family and friends, and she was very committed to improving health outcomes for all, but especially within the Black community. We know Dr. Crutchfield worked, you know, tirelessly on mm-hmm. brown and Black skin mm-hmm. problems, you know, that, and so that's where he got that from his mom. But as a 5-year-old, Susan was a rising third grader mm-hmm. as a 5-year-old. So already very advanced, because yep. that's kindergarten age. And she was interviewed by the national radio program Hobby Lobby about a fast spelling game she played with her mom. She knew she wanted to be a medical doctor from a young age. She graduates from high school at the age of 15, mm-hmm. then goes to the University of Minnesota, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts, a Doctor of Medicine. She made history as the first Black woman and the youngest person at 22 to graduate from medical school at
That's
the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She started her career. She's a family physician in South Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and she loved taking care of kids, doing that work. And she and her husband and the kids, you know, I think he was in the Air Force, Dr. Crutchfield's dad.
He was a gynecologist that delivered every baby in St. Paul.
The doctor, her husband was serving as a captain in the Air Force.
Sure, at the time.
And they moved to Spokane. And then in 1969, they moved back with their 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And they were the first Black family to integrate the Highland Park neighborhood in St. Paul.
They lived right by my, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to
high
school.
All the way to 1969. Mm-hmm. And then for 2 decades, she worked in, you know, medicine, and she did all kinds of, I won't go into all of that, but she was one of the first, they did an Aberdeen magazine thing in 1984 about rising Black women executives at Fortune 500 mm-hmm. because she was with Prudential. And anyway, she just community outreach. She was very active on CAMOJ back in the day to ban smoking in bars.
Wow.
She felt very strongly about that. And her favorite city was Paris. Mm-hmm. It's where she went on her honeymoon with her second husband. And then she loved Italy, Hawaii, and the Caribbean. And her favorite gardens are the Huntington and Descanso Gardens near Pasadena, because the flowers bloom year round.
Mm.
And she was a fan of the Minnesota Vikings and the Minnesota Twins. So that's where Dr. C got that mm-hmm. from. And just an incredible woman. And they don't want any flowers. If you know Dr. Susan Ellis Crutchfield, Doctors Without Borders is where
Nice. They would want to honor her legacy.
Yeah, but that's, anyway, what an incredible life.
I know.
Jeez Louise. And when I look at her face, I just thought, oh, that's Dr. C's face. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very geez. Much.
That's unbelievable. I still can't believe he's gone.
I know.
I do this magical thing. I'm currently doing it with my dad again, where like for the first year someone's died, you can really pretend they're on a
cruise,
a trip,
vacation,
station somewhere. If someone was in the military, you know, I mean, there's like you could do that. And sometimes I just honestly, I think about Dr. C or I think about my dad. And I'm just like, I simply can't. You know, and my dad was taking so many trips last year.
Yes, he was.
And getting stuck at the airport in Duluth. I'm like, Dad, why do you keep flying out of Duluth? Why don't you come down here, spend the night and fly out of Minneapolis? You know that they don't care about the feeder airports, Julia.
Is that where this is gone? Yeah. This has gone in an interesting direction.
I know.
This has gone in an interesting direction.
Well, I didn't want to get all
whatever,
but incredible life and just the Crutchfield family thinking about you. And, you know, she was like a very involved grandmother. I know that. And so I know she's got a lot of grandkids that are sad, you know, as well as her surviving son and her husband.
Just thinking about.
Yeah, the Crutchfield family.
Yeah, very much.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for sharing that because, life well lived. All right. Mm-hmm. We are going to come back with random thoughts. And it's something I literally, absolutely, positively, in the biggest part, never thought I would say this on the air. Oh, ever.
Wow. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And when we say they have flooring solutions, we are talking about every kind. You are looking for luxury, if you're looking for
carpeting,
hardwood flooring, and you need to, maybe you've got a budget, you're redoing a house, you're getting ready to sell, they can work with that. And then they got the fancy vault room at the Hudson location
for all these fancy carpets.
And I had no idea you could do the custom rug with size, and I mean, that to me was something I never knew you could do.
They
there.
Do everything at Hammernix Flooring Solutions, and also, you know, this is something that I like the idea of boats, interior boats. They do the special carpeting for pontoon boats, interior boats, too. So that's something to think about. They have the best staff, they have the best team, they have the best locations. They're located in New Hope on Bass Lake Road and 169, St. Paul and Rice Street, and in Hudson off of 94.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay. So here's the headline that I never thought I would say. Big news for bald guys. Toupees are back in.
They've never gone anywhere. Oh. I know people who've been flexing their really nice hair systems for a long time. Mm-hmm. DJ, I'm looking at you. That's my... brother's husband who drives to Seattle every 5 weeks and has his hair
readjusted.
Readjusted, cut, colored, trimmed. And
they're so realistic.
My dad had a toupee my whole life
until
the very end.
But this is a hair system. Like, I know. What we had, remember the one guy that we learned about?
Yes,
who did
Vern.
Burt Reynolds' hair.
Yes, Vern at, it's on American Parkway right over by the Mall of America. Why can't you think of it?
The Hollywood guys know about, but it's expensive.
Yeah, well, so here's the deal, because people know my dad wore a toupee. When we grew up, it was always something like when we were in the water or the wind or anywhere, my dad would always have this hand on his head.
Right.
And the way we would brush over his comb hair to hold it on.
It was a good thing side parts were so big in the
But I mean, it was stressful wondering when dad's hair was going to fly off, wondering how he was going to age.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going to turn gray, Dad? The very first thing you ever said to me when you met my dad at the Sheraton Midway Hotel, when my baby was very little and dad came in town from Hawaii, he goes, oh my God, Julia, we could fly to Baghdad on that wig. Very first thing.
On that rug.
On the rug, on that rug.
It was very, very obvious. It was clear that it was an inexpensive toupee.
No, he used to drive all the way out to Horse Country, which was on the west side of town.
He got horse hair toupees?
Like orange. My dad paid a lot of money.
Okay, but real human hair.
But this is before then.
Okay.
This is, I'm talking 70s, 80s.
Yeah, people did have thicker hair in the 70s. There was more bush in the 70s.
But I do like this opportunity. So the New York Post did a write-up on how hyper-realistic the new toupees are. It's the hottest new flex. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday.
Right.
And the thing was, it was stitched. You could see where it was stitched onto this piece of rubber, and then you'd use double-sided tape to put it on the head, because my dad, this was a family process. We got to do that.
Follically challenged heads, one and all.
But to have a hair transplant, what is it, Grant? Like,
$10,000? 15, 10, 15. They've
because
got
you need two, probably.
Yeah, you need more than one.
Okay.
And the process, from what I understand, it's not like, you know, it's a long, drawn-out process. You know, you don't just...
It's come a long way, though, because I know someone who had it done, like, 15 years ago, and then had it done, like, even 7 years later after that for some refill hair, and it had come so far in terms of... you know,
the new technology
to do it. Yeah,
they take it from the back, right?
Yeah, they do.
And then they kind of re-put those follicles.
They just one little hair at a time. It's amazing.
It's not like the line that they used to do.
Yeah,
like
it used to look
seeds.
like what was that hook rug?
Yeah,
I remember I saw a guy in like the early 80s, and it was very obvious. It looked like, wow, you have little carrots growing on top of your head, but in black, you know, with that feathery, that's what it looked like.
I had a teacher that had that in college, and I just remember the whole time I could never.
You can't look anywhere else.
I couldn't pay attention to, I don't even remember
the class. It was incredible. You're like, do you see that? But you can't wear a hat. So, you know, these trailblazers for plastic surgery.
So these new ones, you can shower in it. It's a fixture head. You can go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied or tightened. That's a big deal.
It's a hair system.
Yeah. Wow. So
that's what my DJ always says. He goes, I'm going to get my hair tuned up.
Yeah, because it's something available if people want to know about it. I can't stand. Can you look up Great American Hair or the Hair Institute? I'm going crazy that I can't think of that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's your Virgo.
It is when my hair kind of. I've had periods where my hair hormonally just falls
Drake
out.
Bell on Quiet on the Set when he was going through like having to testify, even though closed court, about this Brian Peck and what he did to him. His hair was coming out in chunks.
It's hormones affect you, and it's too much, you know,
stress.
Testosterone in men sometimes and whatever. But anyway, it's something out there. If people have been wondering if there's options, there are.
People are always wondering, Julie. You can count on that.
Mm-hmm. You can count
wondering
on
about
that.
Something.
Huh?
Peeing on Cheerios.
Oh, God. Okay, so here's a little random. If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days... you would have produced enough sound energy to heat up one cup of coffee.
No, this is just the kind
of... Not going to do it?
This is the kind of math problem...
Too much?
Like, why did someone want to even come
because
up with the math on
people
this?
People are weird.
It's weird, yeah.
People are weird. Here's another word. Humans and bananas share about... What percentage do you think of the same DNA structure?
It's like 98%.
People and bananas, okay?
Oh, people and bananas?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But you were at 98%. What did you think I was saying?
People and chimpanzees.
I didn't even finish the word. Okay.
I'd like to guess ahead.
We know. Yeah. Or talk ahead.
Yeah.
All right, Grant, what do you think it is? People and bananas share what percentage of DNA?
2%.
I would say 5%.
60%.
What?
60% of the same DNA structure.
Okay, that just shows you how much DNA is in DNA, sister.
Okay. And that's what we know. Okay, if you've ever wondered if you were going to be called up to the Price is Right, and you guessed,
It was my dearest wish for, it, like...
How many years did we play the Price is Right game to try to get called up?
Well...
I used to price it.
Yeah, I mean, it was my dearest wish that not to go to Disney, not to go to California, to go to Disneyland, but to go to be in the Price is Right audience.
Well, they have a contingency plan for peers.
For peers.
So they've had a plan in place in case someone gets so excited and just wets themselves. Because,
you're jumping up and down, leaking.
Excited, but it doesn't happen. But they have a curtain. They've got sweatpants available in all different sizes. They have a hair dryer behind the scenes back there.
Of course it does, Grant.
Yeah.
They have had this Mike Richards, who was the Price is Right producer that worked... forever. He worked as a change from Bob Barker to Drew Carey. Mm-hmm. And he just said there is a protocol in place for people who are overly excited and have a sense of urgency and basically pee themselves.
Oh, you can. My mom would have peed. I think that was the reason she told me we couldn't go on. I'll pee my pants on national TV. I said, you don't have to go up. I'll go up. I mean, I was like in fourth grade. Wanting to have this happen.
We would go up because I lived in Cali. We'd go up in groups.
Would you to watch it?
To go up and watch it and sit in the stands. And one time, one of our kids from our group got on, got through, got to the final spin, to the showcase showdown, won the showcase won the whole thing.
Wow.
And then he didn't realize how much tax he had to pay on everything after he won.
And you're a college student. Like, how am I ever going to do that?
Yeah, so he sold it all. He sold it all. But he got all the way from in.
How exciting.
That must have been so fun.
Oh, we were going nuts. I'm sure there were some girls.
I would have had to have been in ninth grade because this is the 70s.
This would have been fun. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. But my mom would say that. I'll pee my pants.
Really? It's funny.
Poor children.
Yeah, I get. Trust me.
Long enough and we stand.
Drew Carey, though, on his very first time that he ever spun.
Did he pee?
His arm got caught in the rotating device trying to explain how to play around at the grocery game. Ooh. And he got it caught. And a woman named Judy, while she was attempting to spin the big wheel. I mean, I would think of the strategy. Like, do you go backwards and
then go
forward?
Are you reading a Price is Right biography?
No. Oh. This was just in the news today, Lori. It was just in the random.
But there was nobody who wrote a book, the inside story?
Nothing.
Maybe Bob Barker, he's in the news maybe today.
Well, he is in the news because Happy Gilmore 2 is coming back and they're showing all the cuts of when Bob Barker.
Well, Happy Gilmore 2 is being... Maybe created,
but they were showing all the cuts of him punching Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All right, so here's one. The movie Titanic, minus the present-day scenes in the credits, so just the movie part, runs 2 hours and 40 minutes. The exact time it took for the Titanic to go down in 1912 off Canada's East Coast. The collision of the iceberg reportedly went on for 37 seconds. The exact same length of the collision in the film. It's kind of fun.
That's
wild.
Really wild.
I thought that was a good random running.
Wow.
Okay.
Mind blown.
It is. It really
that the exact same.
Yes.
When you think about how quick that. Wow.
Yeah, that's fast.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
And we feel the panic. I feel every bit of the panic. That never ceases to scare me.
No.
That whole. Sinking scene.
And they got the guys playing the music.
Playing the orchestra.
Yeah. I know it. Trying to pretend it's all good and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. You know you're going to die. I don't like it.
Some people didn't. That's unfortunate. That was the whole shady part about it is nobody knew. I mean, obviously, we find that on the movie. Nobody knew how many boats they had, and they were all thinking they were going to get out, but nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I know.
They forgot to do the lifeboat math.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been important math, you think, at the time. Yeah. Let's just do it like
well, they felt
well, no,
they,
he was so cocky.
It was
remember,
sailing. Was, it was the strongest thing ever made. Yeah.
They tempted
oh, they
built
fate.
The ship Titanic yeah. to sail the ocean blue because they thought they had a ship that the water wouldn't go through. But the good Lord raised hands of the ship. Yeah. Went down. Went crazy. Oh, it went down. So fun. I know the song still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They did we too much tempting of fate on that whole.
They
it was
really,
a doomed mission to begin with.
They really did. All right, Grant, are we having traffic problems? Tell
not
us what's
much,
happening.
Actually,
good.
Not much all traffic right. out there, but thank you for those random thoughts.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julie here for Borton Overseas Travel. And we are going to Iceland. Come with us. We have a few spots left, I think.
When are we going? October 1st.
October 1st.
1st to the 6th.
We've got such a fun itinerary planned, or we didn't do it. Borton Overseas did.
Thank you,
and
Borton.
They've put together this great itinerary where we get to experience a little bit in the city, go out and see all the beautiful sights, go out on the water and see the Boreas or
Aurora Borealis.
Thank you.
And we'll go to the Blue Lagoon.
I love the Blue Lagoon.
And Iceland Air is a wonderful, you know, airline to fly in. And we're staying at a great hotel downtown at the Reykjavik Saga Hotel. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
We're going to have some meals that are included, some experiences that they are carefully crafted for our group.
I can't wait. I think we're just going to have a blast. We hope you'll join us. Go to My Talk, type in keyword Iceland for more information. But again, there's very limited space left. Thanks for hanging out with us today. All right, remember a couple years ago, and I will give you the year, I think it was 2022, at an auction, Colin Jost and Pete Davidson bought the Staten Island ferry boat for
Staten Island.
Ate one of them.
One of the fleet. Yeah, one of
for $280,000.
It was going to be retired, put out to
pasture,
Fairy Island pasture.
Fairy Island pasture. Mm-hmm. So they thought, nope, let's buy it. Colin Jost says he doesn't know what he's thinking. Pete Davidson, he must have been high when they were thinking.
I think they were both high. High and drunk.
That's what kind of they both say. So it's been 2 years since they've been stewards of this iconic ferry. And their partners in the project is this architect, Ron Castellino. And he has an update of the design process. And I think I said his name right, Lori. So it's going to begin soon. And they're going to put about $34 million into the ferry.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be a hotel.
Yep.
It's going to have restaurants and bars.
And is it going to be just dock?
They don't know. They think it might go from New York down to Miami.
Yeah, they might do like comedy shows on it.
They might do shows on it.
They need to just stick to the harbor.
Well, here's what they say: it's a big boat. Mm-hmm. It's 65,000 square feet. It's 1.5 time of a bigger than a hotel. And right now, they're just trying to figure out what they're going to do with it.
Sounds like a money pit. Oh my gosh, it sounds like a money pit.
The architect announced that the partners have tentative plans to tow the barge back and forth between New York and Miami. Maybe it'll be a venue that people go stay out on weekends.
Absolutely.
The project is going to take a year, despite the many jokes about the hardships.
This could end in tears and cement blocks.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bar, a nice restaurant, a lower level, mm-mm, entertainment space. We're going to dock it in the city. It's all over the board.
Yeah, this is going to take more than a year. And
it's the biggest one of the Staten Island ferries.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And Julia, you have been on the Staten Island ferry.
I have.
Big iron hull with benches.
Yes.
Built in and across.
Yes.
There's nothing there except for the bottom of the boat and the engine.
The $34 million plus times two.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to take to.
No way. That's a money pit. They should just concentrate on getting it going in New York and ignore Castellini's desire to have a place to live in Miami in the winter.
Ignore the ideas.
Yeah,
it might not work.
Just keep it there. You
keep
know,
it here.
To keep it to be able to travel, a ferry is meant for just small crossings.
Yes, it is, Laura.
Not a long coast. Coastal journey.
Yes, it is.
It's two different types of
ships.
Ships, yeah.
Ships. So we'll see what happens there. Jerry Seinfeld.
Maybe that's why Scarlett Johansson's going to take
the
superhero money.
Remember how she got paid off?
What superhero?
No, what superhero is she playing, Grant?
Who?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. Maybe
Black Widow in Marvel Forever, and now she's going to be reportedly in the new Jurassic World, The Lost World.
That's right. But don't you remember Disney had to pay her like $61 million because they released it the same day.
Yeah. So what they did was they promised it was the whole theaters, un-theaters thing, and they took the money away from her. She won that case and set a precedent for that. But that was Marvel being just dumb the way they handled that.
Well, maybe Scarlett is a silent investor in this thing, and she's, you know, putting in some honey money. That's what I call it.
The honey money to help her hubby's project.
But to me, it just sounds like this plan doesn't have a plan.
Well, we'll see. It's been sitting for 2 years.
Yeah. You're a Virgo. So is Beyonce. You'd never allow something even half arped out like this to be out.
You're so funny.
Right? It gives you the opportunity to walk away without any embarrassment.
You're so funny.
It's
person so... that we wanted to stay at their North Shore home that you made me text during the show.
Because I read about there in the home section of the paper, Star Tribune yesterday.
Our dear friend Annie Kent.
Anne and Gary Kent, super real estate agents.
Who we used to work with at...
Carlson Company.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember interviewing her, looking at her like, you look like you do the job.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. You had a very good eyesight.
She was good.
She was
one of the best.
Best hires.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, she says we can join her. So we digress. Okay. But Jerry Seinfeld show about nothing. He has made, according, $465 million on syndication deals alone on Seinfeld and another $94 million from his streaming deal with Netflix. No. He's a billionaire. He's also made $100 million from his touring since 1980 and owns $40 million in real estate. So go, Jerry.
I mean, that could be like a reminder as a vintage scandal. You know, his wife, Jessica, was married for 3 whole months to a Nederlander. And if you're wondering who a Nederlander is.
The name is only from Animal House I know a Nederlander, but I'm sure it's not.
Well, it's also... theater royalty in New York City. There's a Nederlander theater. I think the family were producers.
Okay.
Broadway money. Okay.
But don't you remember the Nederlanders in Animal House?
Yes. Yes.
Something like that name.
So she was Mrs. Jessica Nederlander for 3 whole months. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, who I think came to their wedding, she ends up leaving her groom for, and they've been together ever since their scandalous beginning.
Whoa, I didn't know.
That was a big one.
I did not know. Oh, yeah. Yes,
and they've been together a long time and have kids, but it was.
Wow.
It was gossip, but it was mostly. Well, of course, this is before the internet, you know, so it's not getting around, but it was like a lot of. Okay. A lot of New York gossip was, I remember, you know, Cindy Adams writing about it.
Here it is. Okay. Yeah. Remember when I told you that Jessica and Jerry met at the gym in 1998? At the time, Jessica had been married to theatrical producer Eric Nederlander for 2 months.
But two months.
Jessica said her marriage with Eric was already
over.
Over.
Oh, yeah.
It was over the minute it happened.
Irreparably. Never should have gotten married.
I mean, I too would have left the Broadway dude for the Seinfeld dude, even though, you know, none of this.
A little
had
over
happened.
A year later, they were married.
Yeah.
They've raised 3 children together. They love cats.
They've been together for like 20, however long since that time. So it all did work out.
Yes. She met him. She was a fashion, comedian. Jerry met fashion publicist turned cookbook author Jessica at Reebok Sports Club in New York City in August 1988. I was going through a difficult time and I was approached by Jerry.
I was going through a difficult time.
He made me laugh. Yes, I was really not interested in being entertained on the treadmill at that moment.
Yeah.
He came around again and said something funny to me again.
Yeah.
And I had to laugh.
And, you know, he was looking to maybe have a grown-up girlfriend because he had dated the 18 or 19-year-old girl.
Handbag maker.
She became like a swimsuit and handmaid.
Shoshana. God, how we remember these horrible. How do we remember this crap?
Well, because that's how long we've been talking about it. But he was like 30-something to her 19, and it just felt icky. I mean, she really did look like a high school girl.
She
a buxom high school girl.
Uh-huh, Shoshana.
And then he realized that his mother was right. You don't want to, you know, settle down with someone that much younger than you at that age, because she hasn't even experienced the thing.
Here's what it says. October 1999, so a year later, a year after Jessica's previous marriage ended with theatrical producer Eric Niederlander.
It was like they paid, I mean, it was just shush, they wanted to get that out of the news.
The pair sent the gossip mills into overdrive. They were spotted noshing at Zabar's, remember Zabar's Food Emporium. They'd go do their separate ways and they'd do their thing, but they'd get together and hug and laugh and cuddle and kiss and rib each other.
I mean, this is one of the things about like getting together under illicit purposes. Mm-hmm. It does add a little zing, zang, zoom.
Then they went to Balthazar.
That was the place.
But that's where what's his name got yelled at, James Corden.
Mm-hmm. Wife still there.
Yelled at the guy about his eggs or whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, I think Shoshana was the serious girlfriend that he had. And
she was very young.
Young, but he dated her. He wasted like 3 years of her young life, her good 18, 19, 20-year-old years.
Well, look at all the girls that have been dating Leonardo DiCaprio wasting their years.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that he wastes people time either. He should just be 9 months and done.
You're so
funny.
He's going
to date like that.
If you're going to date like that, you should know the rules.
Well, just
don't make him hang on for so long.
Exactly. 9 months is when the fizzle is starting to, unfizzle. A little bit.
9 months.
And then people want to know what's happening. So it's a perfect breakup time. 6 to 9 months. I'm putting on my man pants right now.
Read the rule book, Leonardo.
Yeah. Your hard pants.
She wears them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to take a break and come back with Hollywood Speaking. Hey, gang. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. They're a great follow on Instagram. I was watching Dr. Jarvis today as he's walking through and he goes, I've got two tummy lifts today, two tummy tucks, and two breast augmentations today. I'm really excited about being here. It's kind of fun, so you get the inside
view. Love their
Instagram.
It's very good at Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. Because, seeing is believing, and also going to board-certified plastic surgeons that have the years of experience and have a staff that equals
on
that.
Site, on site, they take care of everything. They make you feel comfortable before and after, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I am so glad that we found them.
Absolutely.
And we found them 20 years ago.
I know. So to go to mpsmn.com for more information and schedule your free consultation today. No questions, a dumb question. This is kind of like a perfect time of the year to do that as well. Minneapolis Plastic Surgery.
Oh, what is the meaning of this? Morgan Wade posted photos of herself, and Kyle Richards posted "Save a horse, ride a cowgirl."
Oh, Matt, let's have you Hollywood speak this one because you had the first reaction.
Well, "Save a horse, ride a cowboy" is the original song, and it looks like she's trying to save a horse and ride a cowgirl. She's confirming
telling us they're in a relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't you think, Lori?
Yeah.
And who posted this, Kyle or Morgan?
Morgan, it's a picture of her, and Kyle just commented on it.
Yeah, no, that's
what
Kyle.
What was Kyle's comment?
Save a horse, ride a cowgirl.
She's riding the cowgirl.
And she's delighted because Mo hasn't, been treating her like the cowgirl and little filly that she thinks she is, and he's been out to pasture in other places.
Wait a minute, is this on Instagram right now?
Yeah. But it's on Morgan's Instagram.
Okay, I'm going there. Morgan Wade.
Morgan Wade. And she posted some news because she had a preventative mastectomy because of the BRCA gene.
Yes.
And, whatever. But I'm like, I don't think Morgan Wade, remember she and Kyle did the very seductive video for the song. The song still never really, took off.
Lori.
Even though Kyle did an awful lot of hustling to give her as much of her clout as she could to bring her up. She's still, people are like, who? Morgan Wade is just not a good name. It's too much like Morgan Wallen.
That always does get
it
you
does.
A little bit.
It,
yes,
does.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
It gets a hiccup. Okay. Here's something. Here's an HBO spokesperson. They've been getting hounded by the entertainment press. When is Euphoria season 3? And all the stars keep telling their PR people, tell the media people, you got to add HBO. So HBO released this about the TV show Euphoria, which has now been off the air for like 3 years.
And all of its biggest stars are, you know, Jacob Elordi, Zendaya, and Florence Pugh. HBO and Sam Levinson remain committed to making an exceptional third season. In the interim, we are allowing our in-demand cast to pursue other opportunities.
Yeah. Okay, we're committed to do it at some point.
No, it means they have no choice because their stars are all off doing their other things. And
do you think they even have a script?
No.
That's what I think. There's no script. They don't really care. Here's what Judd Apatow said. He said it's scaring him how HBO is licensing their things to Netflix, like The Tourist that you, I watched that a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And you just saw it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And how people are licensing all their shows to Netflix. Netflix isn't making more shows. They're just going to license other people's shows. So there's not going to be as much content.
Yes. You wonder what it's going to help happen to the
I dropped my Max because I thought I don't watch one thing on that station. Yeah. Not even one.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up when and just Hacks, like that comes back or something like that comes back.
Yeah.
But, or Hacks. Yeah. But I mean, really, they have not had anything new on that station forever.
Well,
station.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a station.
Yeah.
It's a streamer.
We are but I love this. We are allowing our in-demand cast to pursue their opportunities. They don't have a choice.
They don't. We don't have anything for them.
They're off doing things.
I feel like it. We already discussed this. Euphoria ended when it should.
I agree.
And even it now has that the main actor has passed, you know.
Angus Cloud, he played the drug dealer Fez.
Yeah, he was a big part of that show.
He was.
And to go on without him, I don't know where you go anymore. I feel like these kids are all out of high school now.
Well, I mean, you know, that is one thing after watching the Nickelodeon. There is something to be said about having high school kids played by kids in their 20s because then stuff can't happen on sets.
True.
You know, having older kids, not having 11-year-olds playing 11-year-olds. But anyway, they don't really have a choice. And because everybody, like Fez, Angus Cloud has died last July.
Yep.
Zendaya is a movie star now.
She is.
And Jacob Elordi, movie star.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And Sydney Sweeney.
With a hard jaw, like a snake.
Yeah. Sydney Sweeney, movie star.
You're right.
What do they need to come back to this show? And from all accounts, Sam Levinson
was a pain to work for.
Yes. Not a nice man. A very verbally, emotionally abusive boss.
Yuck.
And the thing is,
those three words together just sound horrible.
And verbally, it's not against the law. So companies never know how to deal with it. I had this experience at an airline and the boss of at the time, no longer there, several owners ago, was emotionally and verbally abusive.
And there's no way really. There's no retribution because...
Well, I filed a civil action. I knew I would lose it. And then I informed my lawyer to say I was going to sue civilly. And then he ended up resigning because he knew I had the truth on my side. And it would look ugly and dirty. But you have to... What kid is going to be able to... I was in my 30s and I asked Casey, I'm going to spend money, you know, but... And my lawyer even said to me, she said, it isn't against the law yet. There hasn't been a groundbreaking case. That's what happened with Dan Schneider at Nickelodeon.
That we were talking about Quiet on the Set. The Nickelodeon documentary on Netflix.
In these creative kind of things, when someone is the big cheese, the big boss that controls all the power, all the hiring, all the firing, all the decision making, all the creative. I mean, you can't be an a-hole. You've got to be respectful. And Nickelodeon, I mean, they just, every single statement they had to give in response to each of the episodes, they gave the same legal mumbo jumbo about how they were, you know, it was just legalese speak from a lot of part.
100%. 100%.
Didn't take ownership of anything. So... I just think that I think HBO is full of themselves to say we're allowing our in-demand cast to pursue. I'm like, you guys don't have a choice.
Because we don't have a script or anything to go with. Yep.
Okay, Ryan Phillippe has entered the nepotism chat, Julia. So he is promoting Prey, a movie he's in with Mina Suvari.
He has
during his time, he has been meditating and finding the Lord and becoming one with himself. I read something about him last week, and to find some inner peace because he was very troubled with anger.
Oh, we saw it.
He's turned to God and the Bible, and he's finding peace in that. And this is a result of that. So good for him.
Well, you haven't heard anything yet, Julia.
All right, but I do know that I read all that about him last week.
Okay, well, they're setting the stage because they knew once he gets out and does live interviews with Extra Entertainment, he would step into it. Because here's his son Deacon is in Pray. And he said, and he was asked about it.
Is it P-R-E-Y or P-R-A-Y?
P-R-E-Y.
Oh, it is. So it has nothing to do with religion.
Okay. And Ryan said, what always annoys me about this nepotism talk with the industry, you know, so many people grow up and end up doing with what their parents do, you know, to some degree or another. I get offended for the children of actors when people bring it up because, well, that's what they've grown up. Right. I mean, it's so what? It's just you got to have thick skin. Okay,
so I totally thought it was spelled P-R-A-Y. So
you're making up all that
No,
BS?
I'm not making up that because I read that about him last week.
Are your eyes rolling in your head because
he seems settled. Yeah. He seems at peace.
Yeah, does he in this answer?
You know,
I'm going to go to Grant if you can.
But at one point, he does have a point because so many kids follow in their. If your dad's a doctor, you go that. If your dad's, you know, I get it. But it sounds like a hostile response. Even Julia, why bother? He's out there promoting a movie. How much fun?
No, here's what you say. Tell me. My kids are lucky. They're on third base. I'm glad I could give them that to them. Yep. It's hard out there. I know how much it takes. It totally discounts. All the people who are bust, they are trying to get there. But when you're on third base, you do have an advantage.
Were you going to say third base or were you going to just say second?
No,
third base. And I get that mentality myself. I was born on second base, maybe third myself. So I totally get that. My dad used the same mentality.
But I mean, why is he yelling at people? I don't know. That's what I don't
know. He hasn't learned a thing, Julia. He's still the same. I don't like when people get huffy about it.
They always do, Lori.
It's silly. Yeah. It's silly to pretend that he didn't get Deacon a job on a movie he's producing and get mad when he gets asked about it.
How many tryouts did your son have to go through?
Yeah, I mean, just the better answer is to acknowledge it. I mean,
how much fun it was working with my son on this project.
I want to open a Hollywood PR agency of free advice that I can just give, you know, like on social media.
I want you to open a lemonade stand right down in the corner.
It's kind of like the UK media and different media wagging their finger at everybody who was speculating about Kate Middleton when Kensington Palace created the whole damn mess
itself. Well, they started
it
all. And all of those tabloids in the UK
added to it.
They all did it. We wouldn't have even known about it.
Yeah, they're like finger wagging and yelling, and do you feel bad now? And I'm like, you guys are the ones who bungled it. And by the way, threw Kate under the bus and made everything 10 times harder.
All right.
For her.
How do you feel?
That's how I feel.
If you're going to come in for free advice. You might get yelled at during half of it.
Yeah, you got to be able to take the
critique with the free advice.
That's right.
It's 50-50.
The Barbara Streisand effect. The Barbara Streisand effect.
Yes.
In a Vogue cover story, Nicole Kidman has a snake around her neck and she describes snakes as alluring. And she loves how they slither and move.
Honest to me. Is she talking about something else?
No, but just it's like, Barbara, what is this? Everyone's waxing about nostalgic about snakes.
I can't think of anything scarier than seeing a snake.
A snake. Well,
Monty's snakes at the fair were kind of fun.
Very.
When he brought the python. Yeah. I mean, that was always kind of fun.
And I've seen snakes at the Renaissance Festival. Yeah. Those people,
I don't want one near me.
And I don't need a picture.
Or in my car.
Yeah, but
my house.
Yeah, right.
There's some places.
Dropping on my head in a cold or a warm climate.
No, with a hawk coming down and eat it while you're mowing the lawn in Iowa.
Oh yeah, that was so good. That was so good. That's
right. I love the jawline of a snake. I wish I had that jawline.